See, what else? Oh, okay. Here's one of the first things your Uncle Charlie wrote. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Charlie looks at a blank Jake.
Huh? What do you think?
Must have been before my time.
Starring Charlie Sheen.
Okay, we're done here.
John Cryer.
Hey, don't put your juice box on the piano. It leaves a ring.
How could a box leave a ring?
Alan with laundry.
Gotta run to the grocery store. I'm gonna need somebody to fold these clothes.
I don't know if the grocery store is the first place I'd go for that, but good luck.
Oh, remember, you're being punished. So no TV, no computer, no Game Boy. Charlie, I need you to be my eyes and ears.
Okay, but you have to be my liver and prostate.
Jake finds a red bra.
Whoa, whose is this?
Charlie, you want to field that one?
No problem. Jake, sometimes when you have a casual sexual relationship...
All right.
Alan takes the bra from him.
Jake, we take in strangers' laundry because we're poor. I'll be back in an hour. Start folding. No TV.
Charlie and Jake get folding. Charlie picks up a pair of socks.
What'd you get busted for?
Painting my room at Mom's house.
What's wrong with that?
10 years old.
Charlie tucks the socks into a ball.
Hey, how about a little sock golf?
What's that?
Okay, here's how it works. The living room is a dogleg par 4. That means you have to get your sock into the kitchen sink in 4 strokes or less.
Okay.
Play for a quarter a hole. Your handicap's obvious. You're short and you've never heard of the Ninja Turtles. All right, keep your knees bent, your arms straight, and swing easy.
Jake belts the sock ball towards the kitchen. It falls just short of the sink.
Oh, man, I'm being hustled.
You can play for less if you want.
Don't get cocky. There's 17 more holes.
2.5 men, with ITFC audio description. A sock ball rests by an empty waste paper bin.
The 18th hole, all square. The defending champion looks to have an easy tap-in for a birdie as the gallery waits breathlessly for the rookie to respond.
Would you please stop talking?
Tempers flare as the pressure mounts.
Jake wallops his ball into the bin. Charlie's astonished.
Yeah!
It's unbelievable! An eagle on the 18th! This has never happened before in the history of sock golf!
Little help here?
Fans are coming out of the gallery with sacks of groceries for the young phenom.
What's going on?
I won. I beat Uncle Charlie.
Excuse me, didn't I ask you to fold the laundry?
Laundry? Are you barking mad? Your child just won the coveted pommel of cap.
You lose.
Charlie, when I ask Jake to do something, I need you to help me make sure that he does it. I'm trying to teach him responsibility. This sock is soaking wet.
Yeah, I chipped into the water hazard on the 9th and the lid was open.
So this is toilet water?
At least.
Alan drops the sock ball. Night, Charlie's sitting on the sofa watching TV. Alan comes in.
All right, I put Jake to bed, I folded the laundry, I put the groceries away.
The guilt thing doesn't work on me, Alan.
Yeah, well, that's all I got. I'll be back in a little while.
Where are you going?
Oh, I have to bring the garbage cans back in.
Today wasn't garbage day.
Oh, no, not here, at Judith's.
At Judith's? Alan, your wife threw you out.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean she doesn't need me.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, look, we're still married. It's still my house, and she still counts on me to do a few chores. It's good. It leaves the door open for, you know, reconciliation.
I see. So how do you lift those garbage cans without a spine?
They're on wheels.
Alan leaves. Jake peeks into the living room as Charlie turns the TV on again.
What are you watching?
I'm watching a movie. And you're not supposed to be watching anything.
Oh, yeah. Is that guy a good guy or a bad guy?
Good guy. And you're not supposed to be watching TV.
I know.
Jake takes a step closer.
Is that his girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
But he still loves her, right?
I'm not gonna walk you through the whole movie. I think so. Go to bed, Jake.
Okay.
Time passes. Jake's perched on the sofa arm watching the movie.
Who's that guy?
That's the guy who's in jail with and told him where the money was hidden.
Oh, right. Hey, you're being punished. No TV.
I know.
More time passes. Now Jake's sitting on the sofa beside Charlie, sharing a large bowl of popcorn. Alan returns.
What the hell is going on? Jake?
Night.
Jake darts off. Alan picks up the remote and switches the TV off.
Hey, I'm watching that.
What part of no TV didn't you understand?
I'm allowed to watch TV.
I mean Jake.
I said no TV. He said okay. I said go to bed. He said okay. What do you want from me?
Charlie, he's taking advantage of you because he knows you won't follow through.
Well, he obviously knows me better than you do.
Okay, look, if this is going to work out with Jake living here part-time, you have to be an adult. You have to impose discipline.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. Give me back the remote.
No, you're not listening to me. You need to be firm.
Okay.
He puts the popcorn down.
Go to your room.
Yes, like that.
I mean it. Give me the remote and go to your room.
That's very fine. Ha-ha.
I'm serious. Get out of here. I will kick your ass.
He stands up and makes to go for Ellen, who skedaddles. Next morning, Charlie comes downstairs to find a small carton of juice sitting on his piano.
Oh, man.
He picks it up and polishes the piano with his sweater, then walks to his deck and stands tentatively at the open door to stare at three seagulls that are perched on the wall.
Shoo!
They don't move. He starts at them, but they still don't move. Charlie finds Jake in the living room watching TV.
Jake. Jake.
It was on when I came in.
Jake hurriedly switches the TV off and drops the remote.
Yeah, right. What did I tell you about leaving juice boxes on my piano?
How do you know it's mine?
Oh, come on. Who else around here drinks Transylvania goofy juice?
Good point.
And another thing. Were you on the deck feeding the seagulls again?
Sorry, I forgot.
Okay. We need to talk.
He sits.
Love you, Uncle Charlie.
Look, we don't feed the seagulls because you can't get rid of them. And we don't leave the doors and windows open because we get all kinds of bugs and crap flying in the house.
Okay.
No. Don't just say okay. This is not the grown-up telling the kid what to do. This is just two guys agreeing how to live together. Are we cool?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Was he watching TV?
No.
Charlie winks at Jake.
Jake, I have to run a quick errand. So why don't you wash and dress, and when I get back, we'll do something fun, okay?
Will we watch TV?
Go.
Jake goes to his room.
Where are you off to?
The grocery store.
Charlie eyeballs him. Alan looks awkward.
You're going to Judith's, aren't you?
No.
Then where are you going?
Judith's.
Oh, Alan.
I have to. The timer on the sprinkler system is broken, and the flower beds are getting flooded, and I love her and I want her back.
Oh, buddy, I feel for you.
Oh, thank you.
Unfortunately, the feeling is nausea.
Great, I'll see you later.
Alan, you've been making the same mistake your whole life. Being the good boy, fixing everything so everybody would love you. Well, it didn't work with Mom. It didn't work with either of the women you went out with. And it's not gonna work with your wife.
Charlie, you know nothing about commitment and responsibility to a relationship.
Granted, but I do know when a woman's using me. And by that, I mean not in a fun way.
Well, you can rest easy because no one is using me.
Alan goes, then comes back in.
And did you mean that I only dated two women, including Judith? Because if you did, I have two words for you. Maxine Chernikov.
He marches out with tightly pursed lips. A seagull flies in and lands on Charlie's kitchen table to his horror. Judith steps up to Alan, who's in her garden tinkering with the sprinkler.
Did you fix it?
Not quite.
Doesn't seem like you're changing anything.
Well, sometimes change happens, Judith, and you can't see it.
The sprinkler sprays him.
Okay, fine. When you're done fixing this, would you come inside and take a look at the garbage disposal?
Sure.
Thank you.
Wait, no.
The sprinkler sprays him again.
What?
No, I won't come inside and look at the garbage disposal.
Why not?
He's splashed again and again.
I know when I'm being used, Judith. And not in a fun way.
What are you talking about?
Who are we kidding? The marriage is over. You're just afraid to move on, so you keep dragging me over here, and I'm afraid to move on, so I keep coming.
More water in his ear.
Goodbye, Judith. You're free. I hope you find whatever it is you're looking for.
She steps up to him and kisses him passionately. Alan responds as the sprinkler douses them. Charlie's at his piano when he spots Jake walk quickly across his living room holding a sliced pan loaf.
Jake, what you got there?
Just a little bread.
Please tell me you're not feeding the seagulls again.
Jake looks at him unconvincingly.
Okay.
Man, did you let another one of those big flappy in the house?
You have to put it all in a swear jar.
Smart. Poke the bear. I'm telling you, Jake, this is the last.
He opens the door to Jake's bedroom to see that the room is full of seagulls.
Yikes.
Whenever I walk past a cake shop, walk past. Whenever I press myself up against a cake shop, I go, ooh.
Really sorry, Uncle Charlie.
I don't want to talk to you right now. Hello, do you have a department of animal control or bird abatement? I have a seagull problem. Seagull? Thank you. I'll hold.
I didn't know there'd be so many.
I told you, don't feed the damn things. I told you, don't leave the windows open. Yeah, hi. Who's this? Phyllis Siegel.
Charlie paces about with the phone to his ear. Jake stands watching him.
No, Phyllis. I wanted to talk to somebody about seagulls. I got a flock of seagulls in my house. No, I don't know whatever happened to them. We had an agreement, Jake, and you broke it. Look, I need somebody who can come over with a net or something. Sure, I'll hold. Hello? Who's this? Annette.
Charlie clenches his eyes closed.
Look, I got a room filled with seagulls. No. Hi, Phyllis. Hey, goodbye, Phyllis. Good news. Really? Come tell me in Jake's room.
What did he do? He didn't paint anything, did he?
I want you to be surprised.
They walk down the hall.
You will never guess what happened while I was at Judith's.
Neither will you.
Charlie pushes him into Jake's room.
What's your good news?
Open the door!
You got him in there. You get him out.
Open the door!
Later, Alan, covered in bird crap, plucks feathers out of his hair by the kitchen sink.
That was not funny, Charlie.
Depends on what side of the door you were on.
Look, I'm really sorry about the birds, but I'm sure they'll leave as soon as they get hungry.
That's what I thought about you.
Well, you know what? Jake and I may be out of here sooner than you think.
What do you mean?
At Judith's, there was kissing. Mutual kissing, unprompted, but reciprocated by yours truly.
Wow. Was it as boring as it sounds?
Charlie, she kissed me, and this was not the kiss of a woman who just wanted her garbage disposal unclogged.
Well, you know her plumbing better than I do.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let her come to me. You know, be detached. Play it cool.
Yeah, that's your home run swing.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, wanna play some soccer golf?
No, thanks.
Where are you going?
Going for a drive.
Can I come?
Nope.
Jake turns dejectedly to his father.
I don't think Uncle Charlie likes me anymore.
Don't be silly. He's just a little upset about the 30, 40 screaming, crapping birds in his house. Why don't you write him a note and tell him how sorry you are?
Okay.
Don't worry. He'll come around. Sooner or later, everybody comes around. You just have to give him a little time and a little space. Hello, Judith.
Alan steps into the kitchen to see Charlie place a tin bucket on the table.
What's in the bucket?
Chum.
He's holding a weatherproof jacket.
What?
Bait. I went down to the bait shop and asked him what seagulls like to eat.
For keeping them?
No. I'm gonna throw the bait out the window to lure the birds out of the house.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, it's a variation on something I do with women in tennis bracelets.
He dons the bright yellow jacket.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, I made this for you.
Charlie takes the handmade card, opens it, then casts it aside.
Thanks.
I made it myself.
I see that.
He pulls on rubber gloves.
What you doing?
I'm getting rid of the birds.
Can I help?
Nope.
All right, Jake, why don't you go out and play on the deck, okay?
A downcast Jake steps out onto the deck.
What is wrong with you? He worked really hard on that card and you barely looked at it.
What do you want from me, Alan?
Well, he's dying for you to forgive him.
Fine. I forgive him. Are you gonna help me or not? I got a serious problem here.
He puts on goggles.
Really? Because you look like you have it all together.
Okay, here's the deal. We go in there and start throwing this stuff out the windows. When the last bird's out, we close the window and get on with our lives. You ready?
Alan flaps his arms.
Sure. You know, if they love this bait so much, why would they even wait for...
The two brothers hurl themselves back out into the hallway amidst a flurry of flying feathers and close the door behind them. Charlie, minus the bucket, pulls off his goggles.
It's almost like somebody tipped them off.
Got any other bright ideas?
Yeah. I'm gonna get a drywall guy in there and seal off that room.
They stand up.
Very funny. I'm not kidding. That room is dead to me.
They return to the living room.
Either that or sell the house. I'll put it on the market as a two-bedroom plus aviary. Everybody loves an aviary.
What about Jake? You gonna put him on the market or just wall him off?
I tried with that kid, Alan. He says one thing and then he goes and does another.
He's 10. He's got the attention span of a hummingbird.
Well, then what am I supposed to do when he ignores me?
You punish him. You take away his computer, his TV, his toys.
Well, you already took away all the good stuff. What am I supposed to take away? His bronchial inhaler?
You know what I'm saying, Charlie. You don't take away your love.
Charlie considers this, then looks at Jake, who's sitting out on the deck, thoroughly miserable. Charlie glances at Alan, then makes his way towards the deck. Before reaching it, he pauses at his baby grand piano to see a carton of juice left on top of it. He turns to Alan and gestures to the carton in exasperation. Alan holds his arms out. Charlie grabs up the carton, then pauses, looks out at Jake, then replaces the carton on the piano before stepping out onto the deck. He crouches in front of Jake and talks to him. Jake leans forward and listens. Alan stands outside Judith's front door, holding a large black folder. Judith opens the door.
Hi. I tried calling, but I kept getting your machine, so I thought I'd bring this over.
What is it?
It's my master file of handymen, plumbers, electricians, maintenance schedules, warranties, authorized repair centers, etc. Okay, well, you're on your own. Gotta run.
Alan, wait.
With his back to her, Alan smiles triumphantly before turning round.
Yes?
About that kiss.
Ah.
When you said we should move on, I got scared, and, Alan, I kissed you out of fear.
Hey, it still counts.
Alan, you were right. We have to move on.
Okay.
Alan, wait.
Once more, Alan smiles triumphantly before turning around.
Yes?
No, the garbage disposal's still making that horrible noise.
Well, I keep telling you not to put bones in it.
I didn't.
The sink trap does not lie, Judith.
Charlie and Jake are in a toy shop.
This is so cool, Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, well, I was kind of hard on you, and I wanted to make it up.
So you're not still mad about the seagulls?
Oh, I'm still mad. I just figured out a better way to deal with it.
Well, I think this is a very good way.
Jake holds some computer games.
Me too. I'm buying you all this stuff, but as punishment for letting seagulls in my house, you can't play with it for a month.
A month?
Pretty smart, eh?
It's not fair!
You know what this is? The world's smallest violin.
He presses two fingertips together.
What are you talking about?
Alan and Jake peek round his bedroom door. The room's empty of birds except for their feathers, which are everywhere.
They're gone, Charlie.
Charlie creeps in behind them.
Are
You sure? Check under the bed.
Jake does so.
All clear.
Okay. I wonder why they left.
Maybe because we stopped feeding them.
Alan holds the empty bucket.
Whoa, check it out.
Jake's looking at three seagull eggs nestled in an open drawer.
Wow. You know what this means, don't you?
Yeah. Breakfast.
Alan thwacks him.
Men, 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 manly men, men, men.